Well, I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners. And it's a little bit surreal. This is a special episode for us.
It is. Why?
This is our final episode of Revolution Rock.
Why don't you tell me?
Sorry, Dave.
I'm not prepared.
He's such a liar. Anyway, it's a bit surreal saying these words for what's going to be the last time on air for this program, but we're really glad to have you along for the ride, and we're really glad to have had you along for the ride for all these years that we've done Revolution Rock. Honestly, it's meant a lot to us, just hearing the support from the public, from our listeners, from all the stations that have picked us up for syndication. So a very genuine thank you to all of you. And we've decided, after a number of years, it was just time to hang up our coats. Well, I guess our coats were hanging. We're going to take them off the rack. We're going to put our hats on and walk out the door.
One of our coats is actually hanging on a door right now.
That's not a metaphor. That literally is happening right now.
It is. I'm looking right at it. Yeah. But anyways, same sentiments from me. I appreciate all the support we've received over the years. And, you know, we've had a lot of shows where we've been very planned, and we've had a lot of themes. And today's show is going to be absolutely chaotic because there's no theme.
The way we used to do the show is that we would just have a collection of albums that we were really interested in at the time, and we would just pick on the fly what songs we wanted to play, and we wanted to go back to our roots for this final episode and recapture that chaotic beauty, and we're going to do that. So we're not really going to announce what we're playing because we're not really sure. We're just going to play it on ear, a little bit of freeform improvisation on this episode of Rev Rock.
Except we might know the first two songs. We might already pick them.
Well, spoiler. Anyway, with that said, we would love to hear any suggestions you have about Revolution Rock, any thoughts you have, any memories you'd like to share. Please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 519-971-3630 in Windsor. And if you're listening from Detroit or around the world, you can also call us at 1-855-344-2526.
Yeah, so let's get started. We're going to play music. That's usually what we do here. And we're going to get started with what's, I would say, is a punk classic from Windsor, from a beloved band, The Spies. And this song is from their first single. It's called Underground. And that's how we're starting off this edition of Revolution Rock.
Died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milner, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me.
You are tuned in to CJAM on 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock, where Adam, myself, and David are airing our final episode of the program. Again, there's a lot that we can talk about and a lot of people whom we can thank over the years, and we will be giving some shout-outs later on in the program, but primarily, what I want to thank is this man sitting across from me. David, you have made this show just not an excuse to play cool music, but a means to develop a great friendship. I really felt like I've grown close to you over the years, and just being able to be introduced to such awesome music and talk about our favorite bands together makes every Saturday night so wonderful. I don't know what I'm going to do from now on. I'll probably cry and just eat macaroni and cheese in my underwear at home, but while every tear, I'll be thinking of you, my friend.
Thanks for that
graphic description.
Nice,
you're welcome.
Nice yet disturbing thought.
Anytime.
Which is something I've come to expect from you. But
it is our tradition.
Same, Adam.
Here.
You brought a whole level of theme and organization to this show, which didn't exist before.
But which we're trumping on this episode.
Yeah, which we're not doing today. We are not organized. However, we did organize that set, and we should run down what we just heard. We ended off with a track from Dion Lunadin from his first single, Calm Broke. We heard the B-side, 1976. Part of that, we heard brand new music from a Windsor band, Lost Charm. This EP actually just came out a few hours ago today. It's called Eerie Perennial, which is what the band actually was initially going by.
You're not supposed to mention that anymore.
That's
I thought
too late
that
now.
Was verboten.
It's too late now. But anyways, we heard the song from the new EP, which we strongly recommend you go check out on Bandcamp, and it will be shortly on streaming services as well. We heard Trail of Dimes. We strongly recommend also seeing this band live if you can, because they're great live. It features members of Orphan Choir, James Lowell and the Villains, Pony.
And just other really cool people who inhabit the Windsor, Essex region, who make great music. Yeah. And they did perform live. It was last Saturday, I believe.
Was that last Saturday? Yeah, Frogger Fest.
Yeah, Frogger Fest. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, next time you have a chance to check out Lost Charm, please do. You might even have a chance to spot me and Dave in the crowd. You never know.
Yeah.
Prior to that, our first request of the program, a huge thank you to Garth for recommending that. One of my favorite songs from Sonic Youth, named after the great Canadian group Eric's Trip, the track Eric's Trip from Daydream Nation.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you should.
You know what? It can't be an episode of Rev Rocks. We don't talk over each other at some point.
Hold on. Go ahead.
I will. Patti Smith was before that. My Heart, Patti Smith, my favorite, always a queen in my heart, with Gloria version. I believe this is the first time I've ever played this on CJAM. I don't know why. It is probably my favorite Patti Smith song, maybe outside of maybe one or two others that I can recall, but it's up there in the pantheon of great Patti Smith tracks. We heard that from her classic from 75, Horses. And then we started off with a really cool track with a local connection, this band called The Spies.
Yeah, 1980, I believe, was the year they put out this single. And they've reformed several times in different incarnations. They had a compilation album come out in 2000s called Original Punk Rock from Canada. And anyways, this is their single. They recorded it in these parts. They played around these parts. And it still gets played from time to time. This is just, it's a classic song, Underground by The Spies. If you don't have this, it might be hard to get, actually.
But some would say impossible.
You should try to get it. But it is on streaming. You can stream it. And maybe you can find the record and steal it. I don't know. That's probably not a good thing to say.
But that's a very punk rock thing to say, so I appreciate that.
I don't know
that.
If the guys would like me saying that. But thanks for that. And what are you going to say, Adam?
Well, Dave, we're going to give some thanks to people throughout the program who have made Revolution Rock responsible for existing for so long, who've really helped us out. I want to thank one person.
Who's that?
I want to thank someone who got me to continue being on CJAM in spite of a lot of self-doubt and uncertainty that I was going to remain as an on-air personality. And it's a David, but it's not you. It's my friend David Foote.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
Because I already thanked you. But
yeah,
David Foote was a co-host of a program I used to do called Fear of Music. And it was a weird combination where we'd play post-punk garage, soundtrack, music, Japanese pop, avant-garde compositions. It was all over the place. And he really kept me just ongoing with my interest in pursuing radio. And thanks to being on air with him, I started noticing the playlist of a certain show that was on, I believe it was either the day before or the day after mine, called Revolution Rock, that had the same time slot. And that's where I first caught wind of your program.
Yeah, and I was also listening to yours because I'm like, there's a show named after a Talking Heads album.
Mm-hmm.
And we both played a lot of Talking Heads. And I guess we're Talking Heads right now. But we are...
You don't want to know what I'm talking out of.
Nope. But anyways, what we are going to do... thanks to everyone who's been tuning in so far and commenting about the show. We really do appreciate it. We're going to get to some more music. We're going to start off with this band. Fittingly, this was released, this album. We're going to play a demo from it in 1976, and we ended off with a song called 1976. That was not on purpose, but it just worked out that way, and sometimes that happens.
It's a happy accident.
Yeah. It's a accident. No.
No, I'll accept that.
That's terrible.
Why don't you name the song, Dave?
No, you can name the song.
Okay, we're going to hear a demo version of the classic Ramones track, Judy is a Punk, followed up by some other great punk rock and alternative music coming up on this final edition of Revolution Rock.